Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Turn up the radio and sing along. It's time for another great song. This is the Great Song Podcast.
Hiya! Season's greetings and welcome once again to the Great Song Podcast. I'm Rob Alley.
I am JP Mosher.
And we're here to celebrate the greatest songs in modern music history. We're going to tell you what makes them great, why we think they're awesome, and why you should too. JP, how you doing today, man?
Man, I am doing fantastic. So every year we do our rivalry week, and it's always one of the toughest things for us to decide on, as we both typically like to despise similar music.
Yeah.
And we like similar music. So when this concept hit us, we're like, let's do this. I'm a fan of early Matchbox 20 featuring Rob Thomas on lead vocals.
Yeah.
Well, Rob's not super crazy about early Matchbox 20 and is a fan of him as a solo artist, and I'm not as crazy about his solo stuff. So we have it, folks. The showdown of Rob Thomas.
There we go. The great Rob Thomas showdown.
The great Rob Thomas showdown. So for chronological order, I'm going to point out highlights of all the good things of his early Matchbox 20 career.
I like how you said that. Like, I'm going to point out the things that happened before he got terrible. That's what you said just now.
Rob detests this, and then we'll swap over to his subpar solo career, and the debate will continue. So, Rob, for starters, let's kick it off with the first single off of the first album, Yourself or Someone Like You, with a little Real World.
All right, this is Real World by Matchbox 20. I'm queasy already.
Well, I wonder what it's like to be the rainmaker.
Sean Kemp?
Rain Man.
Yeah. Okay.
Rainmaker is a John Grisham book. And you get two verses before a chorus.
That's true. You have to endure two verses before the chorus.
Everybody say it. Superhero. You know you love it.
I wonder where I'd go if I could fly around downtown. From some other planet, I'd get this funky high on the yellow sun. Boy, I bet my friends are all really stunned. Well, they're stunned.
Everybody do it.
I'll say
that, yeah.
It's hard not to give him the
goodness
yeah.
Gracious.
Why else would this all fall apart? Strange, where were you when we started this game? I wish the real world would just stop asking.
Okay, so that's...
Wait. Yeah, we're going to talk about that.
Okay. All right. Okay, so maybe my favorite Matchbox 20 song is the first one
okay,
they ever did.
Wow.
Right out the hook, right out the gates, I'm hooked with this band. And it's funny because all the things that I'm going to talk about, I like talked about as they were going. So I love the superhero. And everybody that hears it sings it.
Head honcho.
Head honcho. Let's be honest. Everybody embraces their inner Rob Thomas every time it comes on. Like it or not, you're going to do it. So that's catchy. Maybe the best in 90s, late 90s music. Mid to late. Is that in terms of biggest?
Collective Soul with like a word.
Okay. I see.
Okay.
That's more of a, I don't know. Okay, good point. No, okay, we can debate that later. This is not the Collective Soul debate. We'll talk about Shine with them soon.
There you go.
Huge chorus. It's huge. It's big. It's singing with Rob Eye Rolls. Right. Okay. Video of Rob Thomas with a camel in a bowling alley. So good. Then we can move along. We'll just go quick because we got a lot of stuff to talk about. Long Day. Or you want to start? You want to talk on things here?
Let me just say on this song, because in particular, like of the Matchbox 20 that I don't like, this is right up there for me. Like,
so,
it just does nothing for me. First of all, I just go, man, Counting Crows is so much better at this, right? Like, if this is the thing that you're doing, you got beat to the punch bad by Counting Crows. And so it's like the I don't know how they got away with that guitar line. It's the kind of this kind of feel and that kind of musical hook is what 90s Christian rock bands got killed for.
Really?
Okay. Right? Yeah. You would listen, like if you told me if you didn't know the song and I said, "Let me play the song by The Waiting." Right?
Who I love. Yes, oh,
but people who hate like 90s Christian rock would go, "This is cornball, dude."
When you sing
right?
it like that, it's funny.
Okay, so like I don't know how this guy,
dude, just the way you enunciated the darn and errors was so good.
But that's really what it is. I mean, that's one step away from being the Refreshments opening to King of the Hill.
Dude, it's like, something about the vocal inflection on your guitar riff. That
it's a country lick. It's Hey Dude. It's a little wild. It's a little strange, right? Yeah. What was the musical hook on Hey Dude?
Get along, little dog. Yeah.
Till the break of day. Right? Something
like that. It really is, man. Y'all go out there and watch Hey Dude.
Yeah.
Just do it. And if you're a Patreon, we did a tweener thing where we talked about Hey Dude on one of those, just a mini-sode or something like that.
Okay, continue. I'm not going to go.
No, that's good. I enjoyed that. I enjoyed that that counterpoint there. Their second track, Long Day, didn't chart that well. But if you jump ahead to 3 a.m., which is their third track, all right.
I'm sorry. I do have to say.
You got to think about.
If me and you and you and me. I can't do that. I can't do that.
That's
fine. I'm sorry. And later in the song, they even add harmony to it. Like, I just, no, come on. It's like when, it's like on Under the Bridge by Red Hot Chili Peppers, which is an amazing song.
Right.
But it's one of the all time great examples of doing like a no as a filler word and a yeah as a filler word at the same time. I say yeah. You know what I mean? It's like that. I just can't.
That's funny.
I just can't. I love it's like you got to say there's one or the certain other. Things you gotta, that you have to. Yeah, if you say one, you got to say the other. Uh-huh. On the, you know, it's like me and you. It's too. It's like the. It's the same thing with Frampton on "Baby I Love Your Way" every day. Yeah. You just. It's just one of those lyrical
Adam
things.
Adam Sandler's people, "Go Eat Some Hay Down by the Bay." Yeah, I just may.
Yeah. One of those things that people do. That it doesn't really make any sense. You don't have to give in to that urge.
That's
just
funny.
Don't.
Yeah, I like that. Okay, cool. Now let's jump ahead to 3 a.m. Because it's 3 a.m.
Because at 3 a.m.
I might be lonely.
I'll be at home and not listening to this song anymore. Right.
He's 12 years old. His mom had cancer, and he had to take care of his mom.
Don't do that to me.
Great acoustic performance where he explains it. But for listener comfort, let's just take it to the original. Give me some easy chord progression. Let's give it some easy chord progression below. I mean, come on. Let's just be honest.
What am I supposed to do with this now? Come on.
12 years old. This is, man. I can't. Goodness gracious.
Dang. Here's another country lick.
It really is.
All right. It's, I mean, it's Sweet Home Alabama.
And it really is that progression.
Huh?
It's, I mean.
Kind of. Yeah.
She's always worried about things like right? That. One. Yeah. Four. Or unless we're calling that the one, yeah. if we're in G.
Yeah.
She only sleeps when it's raining. And she screams. And her voice is straining. She says, baby.
Come on, you can play this at this age. You know, any garage band can cover 3 a.m.
She says, baby. Well, I can't help it.
And sing it like, oh. Everybody likes to do a good Rob Thomas impersonation.
This is going to be one of my things that is a defining thing between the Matchbox 20 era and the post-Matchbox, or not post-Matchbox, because Matchbox is still a thing, but the solo career era is his vocal inflection.
Okay.
Like his vocal, that like 90s, it's not an angsty thing, but it just feels so put on to me.
Yeah.
And the fact that once he starts doing solo stuff and more pop stuff, it disappears. You know what I mean? That sort of overdone, you know what I mean? Like, it's like you can try this at home. Y'all, you put your lips over your teeth. And it just makes you do
it automatically. Let's do the rest of the episode like that. That's That's funny.
It's almost like you have dentures or missing teeth.
That's right.
To make you overdo your R's. And, you know, it just is that weird, like, it sounds like he's doing an impression of what people try to say, like, how people try to say, like, everybody sounded like Darius Rucker in the mid-90s.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they do an impression. That's what he sounds like. That he's,
he's the impression guy.
Yeah. Okay. He's doing an impression of Darius Rucker, and it doesn't sound like Darius Rucker. It just sounds like an overblown 90s,
okay,
you know, grunge voice.
Track four, Push. I want to push your... So this song was everywhere. You can't say this wasn't played in Taco Bell in the South as you're getting your three soft tacos, your nachos with your fake cheese, ordering a water, and you know, I've told you my Taco Bell trick. Have I told you guys this?
That's yes.
Not, that is legal. So like I had this streak where I went into Taco Bell, order a water, and then they give you the water, and you ask the guy behind the counter, like, oh, how much is it to make this a Coke?
Yeah.
And most times they'll say, just go ahead and get a Coke.
Yeah.
And so that's not stealing a Coke. Because you've right. asked
they
the
gave
guy,
you permission.
The guy, so I'm like, I can have a Coke, and the guy at Taco Bell is giving me a Coke.
Yeah,
and anyway, so
fair,
and
smart.
That's not. I don't say go order a water and fill it up with Coke.
No,
that's
stealing. Yeah,
don't steal.
Don't steal.
You, the people at Taco Bell are nice.
Ask.
Ask, and it shall be given to you.
There's
you shall find.
Y'all don't know. JP in college had a system by which he could eat and get full at any fast food restaurant for $2. Am I lying?
It was cheap, yeah. And still to this day, this is a here's a little JP lunch theory that or thing. So I get a loaf of bread every week. I've worked for a company for 19 years.
Yeah.
And I've eaten lunch the same way every week.
Okay.
I get a loaf of bread, which is $1. And then I get either a rotisserie chicken for $5,
okay,
and I just make chicken sandwiches all week, yep, or I do deli sandwiches or tuna sandwich. So basically, I eat for $7 lunch every week, and
wow,
I've done that for years.
Man.
So there you go.
That's a serious money tip.
So
Dave Ramsey is smiling somewhere.
So, but this is not budget music. This is high dollar,
yeah,
quality music. Play a little bit of Push just so we can get some of us 90s kids loving life.
They're going to commit one of the cardinal sins right away.
Okay.
I will say, for a mid '90s rock band, had a lot of like stick clicks going on.
Yeah,
you know.
Yes. And I don't know if I've ever been really loved by a
hand that's touched me, and I feel like something's gone. I can just feel the presence of his leather jacket and earring. I just feel like I'm surrounded by them. Not
here. That snare sounds good.
The snare does sound good.
Oh. One guitar panned hard right there.
Man, it's just playing bad notes.
So here's a little take that is another thing that Rob can bash because he hates the Apologetics. Every time I hear this song, I think of the Apologetics version, I Want to Put You Down in My Will, and it says, I want to save your poor planet, but I don't remember what it's about.
Wow.
I don't remember.
I want to save your poor planet.
I know, right? I don't remember the theme, but anyway, I want to put you down in my will. I don't remember what the song is about. But I said I'm going to early Matchbox, so those are the three that I'm going to focus on as Creature Comfort, Songs for Your Ears. I got a little bit on the Meet the Band, and then we can jump. But go ahead and tell me things you don't like.
Let me just come back on Push. First of all, from the very beginning, that chorus has not done it for me. I just don't like the lyric. I don't know what the song's about. I don't know. If it's about his mom having cancer too, then I don't know what I'm supposed to say.
That's right.
But like... I've just never liked that chorus as allegory or as whatever as it might be. I just don't like that.
Okay.
And I get that it's probably from the perspective of somebody who's doing somebody. I don't know.
I don't know. I just
hate it. I just hate that lyric. The rhythm guitars are doing a couple things on this song that just irk me bad. I'm actually gonna swallow my pride and play it again. The second chord that you hear, we're in a G shape here. Okay. And I don't know if we're actually in G or G flat. I think we might be in G flat, but, they're going to do this thing where you have a G shape and you move down the lowest note of the G to an F sharp. And what you should do with your other fingers is form a D chord on top so that you're hitting a note that jives with the chord. But the lazy way to do it is just keep the rest of the G shape and just move
that one finger
G to an F sharp. And so what you get is a G chord on top over an F sharp. Okay. And that's what they're doing here egregiously. Listen closely here. So what you're going to hear is okay, there's our key. Boom. So you're going to hear up top these notes, right? Bum, 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 bum. Mm-hmm. And then it's going to go bum, 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 boom.
You're saying the same note.
Bum. Right. Okay. So bum, bum, bum is what you're getting in the low. So bum, 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 bum. That's not a chord. Bum, 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 G, D, G, F sharp.
It kind of is.
It's not. It's not at all. There's nothing right about that chord. Okay, listen. So listen real quick. That. It's just this casual strum thing. It's lazy. It's not.
I don't hate
it. You can call it a D suspended over an F sharp, but that's a lazy chord. That is a lazy chord. Okay. And then the other thing that they do that I won't dig in to find it, but the other thing that they do on the chorus especially is when they're strumming the G chord, they leave in the low third in the chord. So if you're a guitar player, you know the G chord shape, and there might be a couple different ways you play it up the top part of the chord, but the bottom part of the chord, the way you learn it first is there's a G on the bottom that's on the third fret, and then with your first finger, you play the B on the fifth fret, fifth string, second fret, right? That bom bom, right? So if you're spelling a G chord from the bottom on guitar, you get bom 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 bom. Okay, so they're leaving that bom bom in there instead of like muting it.
Yeah,
so. And it's too close. That chord should not be played that way. It's like the first way they teach you to play a G chord. Mm. But honestly, professional musicians, they don't play that chord that way. I'm sure somebody does, and obviously they did, but like it shouldn't be. It's too close. That it's muddy, inherently muddy, no matter what you do with the mix. Those two notes are too low and too close to each other to sound good. Mm-hmm. So that's just a thing for me. I know people get away with it, and I know people don't mind it, but for me, those things are like cardinal sins.
All right, let's meet the band.
Let's find out who did this.
Let's identify this guy.
Let's meet the band. It's time to meet the band. Hey, mama, let's meet the band. Let's all meet the band. Let's meet the band. It's time to meet the band. Hey, mama, let's meet the band. Let's all meet the band.
Hey, let's start with him. Now on lead guitar, Kyle Cook, he put a solo project together called Wolves. Solid guitar player, but not flashy. August 25, 2020, he played the guitar riff for the Nashville SC Gibson guitar riff. You can see it on YouTube. So
they can play riffs.
They can play riffs. They do.
Okay, all right. It's good to know.
On rhythm guitar, probably the guy you're mad at the most, Adam Gaynor was on Millionaire Matchmaker. He's got two solo tracks, Stuck and Float. He wrote his first book, This is Edgar Pendleton. Good for him. So he's a writer. Yeah. Man. It's what you rhythm guitar players do. Go out and write.
When an album blows up
you can go out and be what you want to be. On bass, Brian Yale was in a group called Tabitha Secrets, which eventually was the band that was the predecessor to Matchbox 20.
Yeah.
So Rob Thomas' band prior. Also with The Gentleman Below. The Gentleman Below was the second percussionist. His name's Paul Duchette. He's the drummer in Matchbox 20. He's in a band called The Break and Repair Method. Their debut album was called The Milk and the Bee, which is definitely piano-driven. Reminds me kind of – do you know who Jax Mannequin is? I really like them.
No, not really.
I listened through the album. I like a song called Won't Get Worse. It's best off the album. He was married to Frank Zappa's daughter, Moon Zappa, for 12 years. On keyboards and percussion, a guy named Matt Serletic. Like so many we spoke with that play keyboards on albums, he's primarily a producer these days. He ironically played with Collective Soul, so there you go.
Okay.
He's also done stuff with Blessed Union of Souls. One of my favorites, Edward McCain.
Blessed Union of
Souls. Man, I love that song. I Believe. Good stuff. Would that be the one you would pick?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Love is the Anther. Anther.
Anther.
Love is the Anther.
Love is the Anther.
One of my favorite Edward McCain, and here's a name we don't throw around often: keyboards for a girl named Stacey Arrico.
Okay,
Stacey Arrico, little CCM kickback for you guys there. That's what I got on the early Matchbox 20 days. I try to keep it short so that we can jump into the solo stuff.
Okay.
Anything you want to add there?
No, I don't, no, I don't think so.
So you can poke some holes, or we can kick it to the solo stuff.
All right. Yeah, I think I'm going to kick it into to some solo tracks.
Okay.
And here's how this started. There was one Rob Thomas solo track, and I guess I'll just start with it, that I heard and I just really liked, which was a surprise to me because I just thought forever, I'm just not a Rob Thomas guy. He's just not my guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I heard this song and I went, oh, I kind of love this, you know? And so I had to let myself be okay at first with even just keeping it on. It was just my practice for many years.
You hear the vocal
when
and
I heard
scan.
His voice. Yeah, I just scan, yeah. And so so I had to be okay first with this, but it won me over, and then I was like, man, this is good. And then what happened is, so that was going to be basically my basis for this episode was going to be this song, Street Corner Symphony. Let's take a listen.
It's morning, I wake up, the taste of summer sweetness on my mind. It's a clear day in this city, let's go dance under the streetlights. All the people in this world, let's come together more than ever. I can feel it, can you feel it? And my brothers of every different color, don't you feel that sunshine? Telling you to hold tight, things will be alright. Trying to find a better life. Come on over down to the corner of my sisters and my brothers. There for one another, won't you? Come on over. Man, I know you wanna let yourself go.
Oh. Okay, so first of all, my first thought when I heard this was I didn't know he had that range. I didn't know he had that upper note, you know? Right? Mm-hmm. And that's just a great sing-along chorus. Come on, oh, it feels good. Street Corner Symphony, let's, you know, whatever. Everybody come hang out. We're all cool and we're all friends and we all love each other. And so that was my first, like, you know, okay, I'm down with this as far as Rob Thomas goes. I like it. But then I started listening more and more and more.
Are you done with Street Corner?
Yeah.
Okay, because I got a note.
Okay.
Okay, so I was ready to tear into this one. Because I don't like it.
Okay, wow.
So I don't like it.
Yeah.
And then I found out, do you know who plays guitar on that?
Is it something I could guess?
No.
Okay.
It's freaking John Mayer is the guitar. I'm like, gosh, I can't hate on John Mayer because I'm a big John Mayer fan. But then I realized, how do you have John Mayer on here and not realize it's John Mayer and not have a memorable solo?
Mm.
So, like, you didn't even know that.
Yeah.
So, there you go. So, I'm going to give myself a point as a negative because you have, you know, somebody that you can – and he sings background vocals on that.
Okay.
He's so far buried in the mix, you can't even tell the unmistakable voice of John Mayer. Mm. You can't even tell that that's his guitar, and he doesn't play a solo.
Yeah.
So, John Mayer wasted on that. That's my justification for Street Corner Symphony.
But a great riff, though.
No, just don't be hating on the country riff. Right?
Okay, and so I found some commonalities in like late solo era.
Okay.
Rob Thomas versus Matchbox 20 era Rob Thomas.
Okay,
and what it really comes down to, I like Rob Thomas with some money. I think that's really like it's like a major versus minor. Yeah. You know what I mean? Give me Rob Thomas with something in his bank account after he's financially set. I'm ready to hear Rob Thomas. Okay. So like that first album, Matchbox 20, they were probably penniless. You know what I mean? They're like. And their record company was probably stealing from them, you know, that old chestnut, right?
That's right.
We didn't get paid till 3 years in, you know, that business. Let Rob Thomas roll up in a Bentley with a good haircut. not that stuff he was rocking on that first Matchbox 20 album. You know, with a martini in his hand. Give me that Rob Thomas.
You don't want Coors Light, Rob Thomas. You want Milwaukee's best, Rob Thomas. No. You're like, give me martini, Rob Thomas.
Yes, give me martini, Rob Thomas, with some money coming up, you know, flexing, co-writing with whoever, you know what I mean? Like, give me that. I want happy Rob Thomas that's like set.
Okay. Do you have an example of how
sure. So we got some, let me check this one out. I really like this one. This is The Great Unknown.
Talking what you can't unknow, and what you wanted wasn't real at all. So many people never crossed that road, staring out the window of a combat zone. So just hold on.
That's, I mean, he just rolled up to a club with that. That's sub bass.
Everyone around you has a heart of stone, but you just roll on.
And this song is a mood for me.
I don't know this song. Should I? Is this a hit?
I don't know if it's a hit or not.
I don't know this song. So.
Because I, like. I didn't know any of this.
Is it? Does it get big or does it stay there?
It just kind of. I mean, it kind of.
Because it didn't really do much for me.
It expands a little. It's more of an emotional track.
Okay, I get it. This is a driving late night.
But it's just smooth. Yes, okay. Dude. This is a Black Rolls. You know.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Sunglasses at night, Rob Thomas. You know. He was just so grumpy. Before, you know, Matchbox 20, it was like...
See, I want that guy. And let me tell you, I'll go with Gimme Poor over Rich.
Okay.
Because, and I can give some reasons.
Okay.
So, if we're going to go era, let's talk about his first solo album, Something to Be.
Okay.
So, it's got the three dots before it. Let's be honest, those three dots are super pretentious. So, don't give me Rich Martini pretentious.
Like Baby One More Time.
Oh, my goodness. And the thing that makes me frustrated about it is this album knocked off, it kept my person out of the number one spot, which was Mariah Carey.
Okay.
The Emancipation of Me finished two behind this one.
Okay.
So, he knocked my girlfriend out of the top spot.
Let's hear a little bit about of that song, though. Here's just a little Something to Be. It's a good song. I mean, all this stuff is so immediately more vibey than Matchbox 20 stuff, you know?
It's not as raw. I'll take a little rawness.
Polish.
It's produced.
Give me some polish. Come on.
This is the same debate on, you know where I'm feeling like this is, I mean, it's Charlie Puth. It's the same Charlie Puth debate.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want some polish on it, dude.
If I want polish, though, I don't want to go Rob Thomas. If I want polish, I'll go, I don't know. Anyway.
Nah, I want Rob Thomas featuring Pitbull.
Okay, so the first song off the first solo album is called This Is How Heart Breaks. First verse, he says, take it for granted. The way he says it's weird and stranded. The song, the synth part's kind of weak. Rhyme scheme's kind of lazy. And basically in the video, it's Rob Thomas chasing himself the whole time. So it's a little weird. So I'm just going to go solo, quick bullet points because I don't like it. Second track's probably his biggest hit. It's called Lonely No More.
Yeah. You know?
Words are only words. Can she show me something else? Okay, it's a little rapey. Open up to me like you do your girlfriends. I hate this song. Not a lot of chords holding the song together. mainly just sounds. Yeah. So you can play it if you want to.
No, I will say, of his solo stuff, especially of his solo hits, that one is at the bottom.
Some guitar, a bunch of notes, actually multiple guitars. The smartest thing he did was have Wendy Melvoin play guitar on this track, who was Prince's longtime guitar player, and Jeff Trott, another guitar player. But just that's a thumbs down for me. Third track ever. Not crazy about this one, but I do like that he wrote this one about his wife. It's called Ever the Same, and they're still together, so props to that. Anybody that's been together through the 90s and be a rock star, that's a win. On the Cradle Song album, he's got a song called Someday. We can play that. It sounds like Gavin DeGraw to me, who I love, but if I want to hear it, I'll just listen to Gavin DeGraw, who I like.
Okay,
so,
fair enough.
So and then that's another. He got another song on there called "Her Diamonds" that he wrote for his wife, who was battling lupus at the time.
Yeah.
So props there. So I'm giving some kind of
cool song.
Yeah, it's a cool song.
"Her Diamonds" is a cool song.
So I got one. I got something that I do want to do a quick tear down, and I think you'll agree with me on this. So his first thing he did without Matchbox 20, it's 1999, and it's the heyday. I think we can say it's maybe the worst thing in music history. It's called "Smooth," with Santana. So let's play a little of this, and let's talk about why we don't like Smooth.
All right.
Do you like Smooth?
Here's my secret weapon.
Okay. Oh.
I was hoping to save my own pride that I was not going to have to say this.
Okay.
Okay. But you forced my hand.
Okay.
Here's my shameful secret. Sometime in the last 6 months,
yeah,
I turned the corner on the number two Billboard single of all time, Mr. Carlos Santana.
Oh, my goodness.
Inarguably the greatest guitarist of his or any other generation.
What are we talking about?
Featuring who? Not Matchbox 20. Featuring Rob Thomas. No. Kicking off his solo career.
No.
And something happened one day when it came on. I didn't turn it off.
Stop it.
The act of not turning it off. And then the next time it came on, I found myself like dancing along.
No, quit
and
it.
And now my room is all decked out with Santana flags.
No, he's got a big Supernatural banner.
3D glow-in-the-dark posters of Santana. I burn incense all the time. I wear Santana brand earbuds. I've been sucked in.
He only plays a PRS.
To the power of Smooth, and I've forgiven Carlos Santana, all because of the power of Rob Thomas. Come on!
No.
It's just like the ocean under the moon. It drew me in.
Make
like
it
the
stop.
Tide.
Make it stop.
Come on. Just give me a Frozen, put me out in the Harlem street.
They'll make it stop. No, no. Okay, so all joking aside, I win because of that. But I'm going to give Rob a point on something that I don't like about early Matchbox 20. So it's going to come back around. My least favorite thing that he's ever did is Bent, which I must say is Mad Season, which is a Matchbox, which that's without a doubt my least favorite. So let's both talk about how we don't like Bent. So, all joking aside, here's how I would kind of do the debate. I can't really bash Rob Thomas as I really search for something to debate on the rival. I can't really, I'm going to pick the Matchbox 20 stuff over than his solo in the beginning. So, I can't hate it as much as I try. I mean, there's some things that I don't like. I don't like Smooth. I don't like some of the things. I don't like that. But it's not atrocious hatred.
Yeah.
This is more of just a showdown of which we like better.
Yes.
Preference is showdown.
Okay. Here's the thing, and this is kind of my only note, other than to say I looked up just some of their, like the Matchbox 20 albums and stuff like that. Their albums were massively huge. I mean, let's look at this. Grammy Awards, nominated for Push, Mad Season, Unwell. I will say Unwell is a good song.
Yep.
Like that's a really good song.
Yep, I agree.
Also nominated 2004 for that album. But they, hold on, I'm trying to find the platinum. I think that first album was 12 times platinum in the US.
That's crazy.
Second, the follow-up was 4 times platinum. Like, you know you've got something when your second album goes 4 times platinum.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think the third album was double platinum.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then
So even when they miss behind their standards, it's still monster.
Yeah, kidding? Yeah. People would kill to have a double platinum album.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
And of course, his side projects have done really well, too. I think his first one, at least, is platinum or double platinum in the U.S., So you got to, and he's written a bunch of hit songs for other people now, started collaborating and, you know, all that stuff. So you got to give it to him. Here's the thing I respect about Rob Thomas. Like when he wanted to do pop stuff, he just went solo and did it.
Yeah.
Like as opposed to taking like the Maroon 5 route, mm-hmm. right? Who basically become an R&B band at this point.
Yeah.
You know, like they started out as about a straight ahead rock yeah. band as you would want to find. Rob Thomas said, let's keep Matchbox 20 what it is.
Yeah. And let me do this myself.
Yeah. I'm going to go make some pop records and we'll come back.
And we'll still be Matchbox 20.
Yeah. They never broke up, I don't think. They just sort of, you know, stopped.
Had eras and I get that.
So I can appreciate that and I can respect that as opposed to like turning the band into something that is, I mean, I'll say this, God bless Maroon 5, I'm glad they're doing well, but I can't think of anyone in my lifetime, unless I'm missing somebody, that so obviously took a turn to where the money was than Maroon 5, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I have to think about that.
I feel like Coldplay did it to a degree.
Maybe.
To a degree.
But they love it, and I'm a Coldplay fan.
And they've turned it into a whole other thing.
Yeah, like,
Coldplay took it and ran into a really creative direction.
Here's my take, is I think they made that what it is. Like,
maybe so.
I think they are the biggest of doing that.
Yeah,
like, maybe so. I think they made that money happen. I don't think they were chasing a sound. I think they said, we're going to go make this sound.
That's fair.
We've done this. We're going to go create this.
That's fair.
And yeah. I am a Coldplay fan.
But I think Maroon 5 saw an opportunity and seized it, you know?
Adam Levine, he feels more like a sellout than Chris Martin to me. And I'm bashing a little bit. Yeah, let's just be honest. But
yeah, I think it's fair to say.
We'll be doing the showdown of Adam Levine.
Right.
Yes. Where we'll both be on early Maroon 5
That's
side.
Right. Yeah.
Before we leave, it's not an episode if we don't play Stump the Genius.
All right, let's do it.
So toss it to me. Let's play Stump the Genius.
All right.
Stump the Genius. Stump the Genius. Stump the Genius. It's time to Stump the Genius.
Take your part. All right, we're going to play Stump the Genius.
Let's do it.
Rob Thomas Matchbox 20 edition. I don't know any of these songs. I'm going to play five that I don't know, and I'm going to see if you can guess whether it's Matchbox 20 or Rob Thomas.
Or Rob Thomas solo.
So you're going to be, this is a guess. So it's 50-50. I probably wouldn't have done as well, but here we go. Here's number one.
All right. I'm sure I'm going to get stumped by some later Matchbox 20 thing. That's got to be Matchbox.
That is Matchbox 20. That's a song called Cold.
Wind it up.
That's Rob Thomas.
That is Rob Thomas. 2 for 2.
I was born on a bad side. Saw the best in the worst times.
That's Rob Thomas.
That's Rob Thomas. He's here in the production. Number four.
That's Rob Thomas.
That is Matchbox 20.
Oh,
finally got
man.
One stumper. Okay.
Dang it.
Last one.
That's Matchbox.
That's Matchbox. Yeah. Okay. 4 for 5. Good job, Rob.
When in doubt, okay, now I got 80% based on this alone.
That was good.
Major key, Rob. Minor key, Matchbox.
That's awesome, dude. That's
like,
an ear.
That's going to get you.
That gets you another bell. Good job, Rob. That's going to
get you a lot of the way there.
That was good.
All right. I have one other thing that I'm never going to have another chance to play because obviously I leaned into the comedy a little bit on my Santana bit.
Sure.
But truly, I have come around on Smooth. I don't know when it happened and I can't explain it, but I now can enjoy listening to that song.
I can't yet. I'm not there yet. So.
But here's the thing that I have. So years ago, I helped produce a project for a mutual friend of ours. We have an awesome friend named Brando. He's 18 feet tall, strongest man in the world. And
good guitar player.
Yeah, and just makes Paul Bunyan look like a little wuss. Okay. I helped produce a project for his sister, whose name is Summer. And one of these songs had this sort of, it reminded me of the Carlos Santana song with Michelle Branch.
Okay. Game of Love.
A little bit of this. You know what I mean? A little bit of that. Yeah. Okay. It gave me that kind of vibe. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to put a Carlos Santana guitar solo in this song. And I'm going to play every overdone Santana lick that I can possibly muster in this like eight
bars. You picked
a
fake name. What was it?
So I'm officially credited on the album as Marlo Fantana. Okay. So this is Answers featuring Marlo Fantana by Summer Hollander. Okay. I'm gonna just scoot ahead to the guitar solo, okay? And you see if you can, everybody listening, just see if you can count how many Santana licks I was able to get into this, okay? I like this.
That's good. That's yeah. Timing.
Okay. Yeah, thank
that's
you. Thank
good.
You.
That's good stuff. That's
even awesome. It was even fun to do, knowing I'm not, you know, I'm not the Carlos Santana fan.
That's funny.
But that's how much, like, that's how much. I've never bought a Santana record.
But
I've never intentionally listened to Santana other than the one song with Chad Kroeger. But it was instilled with me just having heard it on the radio.
It's around.
Or whatever.
That's so funny. I love that. Guys, this has been fun. We're coming down the home stretch. Only one more episode this season.
Yeah.
With the grand finale of number 9. Hope you guys enjoy the showdown of Rob Thomas. Let us know where you fall, whether y'all are Matchbox people, whether y'all are Rob Thomas people, whether you're neither people, or whether you're both.
Yeah.
Just let us know kind of where you fall on which side of the fence, and give some highlights.
That's it. Do you like happy Rob Thomas with money, or do you like poor, angry Rob Thomas with a dying mom?
Oh, gosh.
Sorry. All right. We'll be back next week with another great song. But first, do something for me. Go on socials, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Hit that little button that says follow when you find the account that's called Great Song Pod. And if you want to go the extra mile, help us by supporting the show, then go to patreon.com, patreon.com, and hit that little button that says support. There's different levels that you can do it at, but we've got them all the same. They all get the same stuff. We know not everybody's in the same spot financially, so it doesn't matter. At what level you support us, you get all the benefits that the people who support us on the top level do. So if you want to do that, then we can say thank you by giving you extended shows, early release, full bonus episodes, and more when you go to patreon.com/greatsongpod. We'll be back with the season finale of season 9, and I am so excited
for it. Oh, it's going to be fun, guys.
It's going to be
like
a real doozy. So we'll see you guys next week. Until then, I'm Rob.
I am JP.
Go listen to some music.